Fort Max, we always hear you. That's not a problem.
Hearing you and understanding you are two totally different things.
Yeah, you should know better by now, JD.
Fort Max, you go out of your way to make sure everyone hears you when you have something to say.
Understanding you.
That's why I'm not on radio. That's why I'm on this podcast and not on JD's. That I can't even remember the name of right now.
Thank you so much.
Oh.
Thank you so much. That's really helpful.
Did you know JD's podcast had an Android app? No, neither did anybody
No,
else.
nobody else knew either. Let's see what sad, pathetic numbers.
I completely forgot what is. Oh, Fanboy versus that.
Thank you, God. Ah, rub in salt wound. Ow.
This is Superhero Time with XV.
Punch all the children.
Hey, Mickey.
Bitch, you crazy. Get you some pills.
Paladin.
Dicks, there's an app for that.
Ken.
Damn you, Newton.
JD Church.
I'm like, ah!
And Fort Max.
I assume it would be because he wiped your ass with the rock at some point.
Did you get a warning this time?
No.
No, of course you don't get a warning. This is superhero time. But nothing will be quite as good as Giga Beetle's objection last week.
No, it won't. That was magical.
It was. It's something we can't recapture again.
No, you can't script that.
Fortunately, we'll always have the reruns. And honestly, if anybody goes back and re-listens to old episodes of Superhero Time...
What the F?
Yeah, I mean, seriously, what's wrong with you?
Are you Beetle did?
Well, no, I mean, after listening to them once already.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he just went once through, you know.
To the best of my knowledge, he hasn't gone through and listened to them again.
Including once he's gone?
Maybe it's just his black background music.
That's right, he does say he listens to the ones he's on multiple times, didn't he?
Yeah.
I totally would.
Well, of course you would, JD. So yeah, JD's back with us this week.
Yay! More poop for you.
We actually had plenty of those while you were gone somehow.
Oh, really? Good. It's good to know that the torch of poo is kept alive.
Goose laxative.
Goose laxative? That sounds amazing.
Yeah, JD, you need to go back and listen to the shows you weren't on.
I'm going to. Totally.
So in exchange for getting JD back, we kind of lost Mickey this week.
Damn
yeah,
it.
He knew I was going to be on, and he was like, can't do it.
Good job, JD.
Sorry.
Going to show again.
Yeah.
I'm good at that. It's kind of my thing.
We can also blame JD for shutting down Japan last week, and so we probably don't have much news.
No, not a whole lot.
Oh, well, we do have some. We have a Forz and Gavon planetarium show.
Yes,
that we will never see.
The Beast Wars.
I'm at least glad that it's old Gavin.
Planetarium.
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 Nice.
Yeah.
I still like Planet Bees better.
It was in a terrible movie, so.
So what
is
in the news?
That's happening.
There's also 500 will they or won't they rumors for Megaforce, which I'm so tired of saying, but
Super Megaforce, get it right.
Oh, well la de f***ing da.
Awesome.
Remember when we had Ultra Megaforce?
Yes.
Those were the days.
I'm sure they'll still do something with that.
Oh, God.
That's what I'm afraid of. So yeah, there's a bunch of possible actors that could be heading to New Zealand for, you know, 10-second cameos that nobody will f***ing care about.
And we already know a couple that definitely won't be.
Apparently. Jeez.
Between Steve Cardenas turning it down because they wanted to pay him chump change, to Rhett Fisher being denied.
No, being denied, they invited him, then they uninvited him shortly after.
We would like to be on this show. Sweet. Actually, no.
But it comes like the same time as Steve Cardenas turning him down because they didn't want to offer him decent money, which I actually can't blame the man for.
Well, no, yeah, that's
Saban is because here's to the fans who are busting his balls over it. Jobs need to pay money so people can pay bills.
Yeah, it's not like
This, it was like I would have loved to do it, but it's going to take time away from my business. Like, dude, you stock shelves at Buy for Less. I mean,
has a business.
Okay, what's he do?
I don't remember what it is exactly.
Okay, well, there you go.
Dave Grundis, he runs a dojo, I believe.
There we go.
Stock shelves at Buy for Less.
He has his own life.
Right, he's not trying to be an actor anymore.
You know, I would be pissed, though. He's probably just pissed because he got replaced by a kid. He was a Red Ranger, and then he got replaced.
Well, he didn't just get he left because of an injury.
And he got replaced.
Right, but I'm saying, like, in general, you know.
Although in Fisher's case, I could believe that the Titanium Ranger costume doesn't exist anymore, and when they found it out, look, we can buy a new costume or we can pay an actor. We can't do both.
No, here's what I think happened. Is that they were pretty much asking everyone just to do a headcount of who would be available, and they turned him down in favor of someone else from the Lightspeed cast who was actually on the show for more than a few episodes.
Well, that's more or less what I'm thinking. They invited him, and then as soon as somebody else from the cast confirmed they could appear, like,
it's
okay,
still kind of an asshole thing to do.
If you
if I'm right, that probably means no Titanium Ranger in the Legend War.
No, it probably just means no Ryan Mitchell's actor in there. I would be surprised if they don't use this Titanium suit at some point.
I'll be not holding my breath.
Yeah. I'll be over here with him.
Yeah, I'll be right there. Yeah.
Aside from the acting stuff, we did get the first look at the packaging for Super Megaforce toys.
We did?
Yes.
Yes, and hey, Ranger keys!
Yes, those are keys in America.
I'm excited about keys.
But not to be excited about? They'll probably be packed in like the cards, so you'll have to buy everything.
That's Gokaiger suit.
Yes.
Well, we've seen on-set photos where they're using the Gokaiger costumes. Apparently, the Ghostager costumes upgrade into the Ghostager costumes. Because pirates are the natural evolution from angels.
I have a massive erection right now. It is huge.
But and remember, the thing is not just the cape, but remember, one thing back to the actors thing is that one thing that's also going to constrict and limit how many people Saban can actually bring over is the fact that they're filming in New Zealand and pretty much all of the Saban era cast was in California.
Yeah, what did you call it, XV? Like the ass side?
Saban hates the cast, they're not going to be there.
Yeah, the ass side of the planet.
Yeah.
I'm imagining that they're like, okay, we're going to pay you this to come to New Zealand. It is sweet. They get to New Zealand, and they do the thing, and then they fly back, and okay, we're paying you this minus the expense of flying you over, and here's $10. All right, thanks so much.
Yeah.
I really appreciate you being there. Like,
That does sound like Saban.
I imagine if they were still filming in California, they'd probably be able to have more people
simply
because they wouldn't have the high expense of flying them over.
Well, and it's not even
a short appearance in one episode.
It's not even the expense either. You know, if it was in California, a lot of people like Steve Cardenas could, drive down for an afternoon, do the filming, and go back to work.
It's like he said, he would basically just be in the background.
Not
enough to take like a week off from your life.
Yeah, that was my whole point. I mean, you can't expect someone who's not even remotely being an actor anymore. He's moved on from the acting thing. You know, it's a thing he did when he was younger. He's got a different career now, and you can't expect that for what's going to probably be 5 minutes of total screen time, that he's going to fly to the other side of the planet, as Ken pointed out. I call it the ass side of the planet. Just to go do that because legacy.
I mean, who is going to run the line at Taco Bell if Steve is not there? It's just going to be chaos. Let me tell you.
Well, no, but he has his own business, like established.
Yeah, this isn't Malto 4 we're talking about.
self-employed. I'm supporting a self-employed actor that has two jobs plus acts. Mm-hmm. Totally. What? Sorry. Had a moment. Anyway.
JD's not bitter about his living situation at all.
No, I'm not. Actually, she did get a second job today, so yay for that.
Oh, is she leaving again?
No. I mean, she got a second job for here.
Oh.
So she has to have two jobs when she's home.
Well, that kind of sucks.
Whoosh. Well, that's her life, not mine. Man, I need money for figure arts. I am going to start doing blowjobs for figure arts.
That's a bad
story. Well, give Mickey a call.
So I'm going to call up Mickey.
Keep it in the family, man.
Yeah, totally. Mickey, I need this cyclone. Okay.
Hey, I guess we did get pictures of the Kamen Rider 1 spike, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yes.
Cyclone.
Which is... okay, I guess.
It's a cyclone.
It's his bike.
It's a cyclone, man. It's you know, what do you want? I kind of want it, though.
Did we talk about the new Gaia memories coming out?
No. No, we didn't.
Oh, yeah.
No. That's kind of an unusual addition. I guess Toys just going back to that well again.
Well, they are the best collectibles because they do things on their own.
Yeah.
Now we get new ones like Forze and Puto Terra.
And Shin.
Yeah.
Shin. Oh, I can't wait to see what the sound effects then are going to be.
Oh, man.
There's a wizard memory.
I have to have a Forze and a Kabuto.
Yeah, I really kind of like the Forze memory, I'll admit.
I like
that the labels on these new Rider memories are more like regular Gaia memory labels.
Yeah, they're mm-hmm.
They're
not,
mostly
they're
the Rider's logo.
Yeah, they're not just the Rider's image. It looks like makes them look kind of cheap.
Right.
Yeah. They actually do look like Gaia memories.
Yeah, I will take a Forze, a Decade, and a Kabuto.
Decade complete, actually, I think.
And they also have Kuga Ultimate.
Do they not just have a base Decade? Or?
No, they made that years ago.
Yeah, they're doing different Earth stuff.
They have Forze, Puto Terra, Decade Complete, Kabuto Hyper, Hibiki Arm, Blade King, Kuga Rising, V3X, Skyrider, Z-Cross, Black RX, Zio, Wizard, Forze Cosmic States, Kiva Emperor, Dino, Liner Form, Fize Blaster, Ryuki Survive. So basically a lot of super forms.
Yeah, Jay, Shin.
Rider 1, 2, Rider Man, Stronger, Black, Shin, and Jay.
I'll take a Stronger as well.
I want both Forze.
Now wait, is it Stronger or it's super form?
I think it's just Stronger.
It looks like just Stronger. But anyway, how much are these going to be? Are they sold individually? What's the store in these?
I think these are capsule.
I'm guessing no.
Gashapon.
Ah, so that means they're random? Or is there going
to
be
ways to get them? It means you're going to have to buy them from CS Toys, because I don't think anybody else carries the Gashapon stuff.
CS Toys or eBay.
Okay, how much are they on CS Toys?
I don't know.
I'll imagine they'll be around $5 or so.
CS Toys does not do pre-orders, so you're just going to have to wait and see when they become available later.
All right. Well, let me know when they come out.
Stay up to fight 20 other people for the buying slot.
Gashapon and how much I paid for some Ranger keys, I'd imagine about $5 or $6, depending.
Yeah, okay. On average, it should be $6, maybe $7 per memory.
Okay. Well, so hopefully I can get a Forze then.
I think you'd probably have more trouble getting a Shin.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's gonna be like it was.
You'll have Mega and On trying to get all of them.
It's going to be like it was with the capsule Ranger keys, where it's not going to be equal portions of all the memories in the batch.
Yeah, so there'll be a bunch of Forzes and...
And we lost Ken.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, oops. Okay, so with the Ranger keys, like the Miss America key, there was one of those per batch.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
So...
Testing.
You know, you could probably count the number of people who have a Miss America Ranger key on both hands.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, I
went. Shut up.
Sorry.
We're ignoring you because it's...
You too.
Bad podcasting etiquette. Shut up.
Well, if the editor would edit that stuff out, but he won't anyway, so I don't care.
Exactly. He's going to make you sound like an idiot. That's why you have to look at it for yourself, buddy.
I'm going to take out all of JD's references.
I also don't
want
to be talking to myself like I was for about 30 seconds there. So.
No, I am going to take out all of JD's references to Steve Cardenas working in fast food, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because that's just dickish, man.
That's the whole point.
I know, I'm ruining your fun.
Oh. Good. Man, okay.
I'm not even going
to listen to this show.
Yeah, really, exactly. Like,
I'm not even
going
to delete it out. I'm just going to replace it with me saying, JD was a dick here, let's move on.
Because it's not going to affect Ayn. What's the point of insulting him in the podcast if he's not listening?
He might listen.
He's only going to do it for his own satisfaction.
Yeah.
XVME.
Yeah, well, both. I mean, it's the case in both situations, so whatever. I don't care.
Yes, you do.
Really.
So is it just a bunch? It's just a bunch of new writer memories now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's the only thing there is really to do.
Yeah, I don't know. They could rerun some of the main memories again.
I don't know. Well, yeah.
Well, they just did those with the.
They didn't do Eyes or Commander, did they?
With the complete selection.
Yeah. Oh, they did. That's right. I forgot.
Well,
and the upcoming complete selection for Exile.
Well, they need to have double in a movie, and then they can actually use these. So you can have, like, you know, Forze, like, Kabuto, you know.
Oh, God. It's like Gokaiger's.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, half Forze, half Kabuto.
That would be a mess.
Wouldn't it?
But it would be kind of amazing, actually.
Well, actually, you wouldn't
Wait,
do it
are,
like.
Are these right side or left side memories?
I don't know.
Yeah, no, well, that's a good question. No, because what you do is you do the you do it as like a thematic, so it's like it's not like a different.
Well, actually, Kabuto Hyper and Forze, one is silver and one is gold.
Well, there you go.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, that's true. So see.
So can you do a Rider 1, Rider 2 form?
Oh, they better be able to. Let's see. Oh yes, you can.
What about ZO and J?
So the difference is the glove colors?
Let's see. J is gold. And who?
ZO.
Is silver. Oh. Yes! They thought this through!
Wow.
So you can have two sides that look entirely identical.
That's amazing! They really thought this through.
I don't know. I would imagine that it's just like with double, where it's like it's just a color change and then a power set switch. So I don't know.
That's boring, though.
Yeah, it would be more awesome if it was really half Forze and half Kabuto.
Especially like the shapes of their helmets.
Yeah,
so different.
Oh, yeah,
totally different.
Forze with anybody.
Someone's gonna draw that now.
Except maybe
good.
Blade.
God, I hope so. If you do, I will miss you.
Forze and Blade are both are gold and silver, so that means you that would match up just
there
right.
There you go. That would work. So.
Oh.
Seriously, if someone drew
Amazon and Forze or Blade and Four and no, or Blade and Amazon.
Oh God. But seriously, if you
or
draw
Shin and anyone,
if someone drew a Kabuto, Forze,
quick Fort Mac, talk over him again. He's almost completed the thought.
I would put that as my avatar. That would be awesome. But a good one, not like a Giga Beetle version.
Oh, that's not nice.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying. I didn't mean it that way. I'm sorry, Giga Beetle.
Sure you didn't.
I didn't mean a line art. I mean, it's like I want it. It's got to be classy. I don't know what I'm saying.
Ooh.
I'm going to shut up while I'm behind.
Man, it's no wonder Giga Beetle doesn't like you.
That's so true. I've earned that. I'm an asshole this week. What the hell is wrong with me?
You're you.
You're making up for lost time, apparently.
Apparently. God, I'm pissing everybody off, though. That's not the goal.
You've had to be holding it in for 2 weeks.
When is it not the goal?
Well, it's so fun to, like, actually piss people off. Like, you just want to, like, agitate them a little and have them still.
I think it depends on the people.
That's true.
And how far they are from you.
This is also true. You're very close. I don't want to piss you off too much because
Because then he'll just stand there and ignore you.
Wake up and like Fort Max is standing over my bed with a knife. Laugh now, f***er. Laugh now.
Fort Max! Oh, I can't hear you.
Oklahoma City man was stabbed to death today.
Like, it wouldn't even be that. You know, once he plunged the knife in, you would just, like, pop like a balloon.
Totally. Like a bloody water balloon.
Wow.
Oh, or at least it would be that way in the movie.
Oklahoma man was popped today.
Oklahoma man was ruptured today.
Was identified by his comb up.
Here's the...
Good continuity, Paladin.
Oh, man. God. Picture of the scene, and it just looks like someone exploded 15 bottles of ketchup or something.
It'll look like that scene from Monty Python, Meaning of Life.
God, yes. That, totally. all the people vomiting everywhere. Yeah. I wasn't going to vomit, but then you did, and... So that's delicious.
Good stuff, man. Good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, guys.
Mint.
Yeah.
A wafer in. God.
So, do we have any other news besides Guy Memories being awesome?
I think that's
yeah, it. Akiba Ranger Season 2 will only last for 13 episodes.
Oh, so that's not really a surprise.
Again. Well, we confirmed it.
Okay.
So but yeah, that's pretty much it. It was a slow week because exactly everything was like, closed.
Right. Yes.
Why was everything closed?
Golden Week.
Oh, what is that?
It's where all the
it commemorates everyone's dead battery saves on Pokemon Gold and Silver.
I was gonna say it's the week where everybody in Japan takes off work and pees on things.
Golden Showers Week. you like it?
But basically, Japan shuts down for a week. Wait, was that a really? Was that just like a really bad Japanese accent?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
That's... Yeah, that was pretty awful.
That was really terrible.
It was meant to be. It was meant to be.
Wow.
Hey, I have news. I think my friend's finally going to ship my Forza Fusion States.
Why? How long is he even holding on to it?
When did Fusion States come out?
I don't know.
So that long.
Like February.
Yeah.
Nice.
He got busy and forgot. So.
Uh huh.
I don't know how I'm gonna pay him, but I mean I have a little bit of money.
Nah, he's your friend. He won't expect you to pay him.
Sure. Actually, he said he was sending me extra stuff. I'm like, all right.
Okay then.
a bag
of poop.
Yeah, he's probably gonna send you a Rider One figure art.
Todd. That would be epic. It's probably some of the Kabaya sets or something.
Hey, if he sends you a Kabaya Fort Max, give it to me.
Yeah, just give it to him.
No.
Yeah, that's a reasonable demand.
I need to get one of those.
Hey, if he sends you a cool thing, give it to me. Because you suck. Thank you.
Yeah? It's not like he'd ever send it anyway. I mean, I'm still waiting for Starscream from, like, a year ago.
Yeah, totally. That's a true story. It's free, dude. You just gotta be patient. It's not like you
Yeah.
I'm still waiting on my my Collector's Club subscription set. So...
Have fun continuing to wait for that.
Yep, exactly. So, see? I can wait for that.
I think the current
10 months ago.
The current ETA is after BotCon.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, I got that email and I almost like shit in a box and shipped it to them.
You should have.
So you're Batman now.
Lose the license for pretty much the same shit.
It's kind of hard to say why 3H lost the license. You know, yeah. I think the problems delivering exclusives was just one part of it. And, you know, for better or worse, FunPub has always had their exclusives available at the show. You know, their at-show exclusives. Those have always been there on time.
that was the big axe, I thought, for 3H. When
well, but at the same time, that was all 3H was doing.
Yeah.
You know, they weren't.
Why do I
trying
get the feeling
deliver...
though that this is a thing where they didn't want to do separate shipments, so they cheaped out and just shipped everything all at once.
Yeah, and they never promised when they were going to arrive. You know,
well, that was the mistake for anyone who bought anyway.
So thank you.
Well, I don't mean that badly, but it's kind of like, I'm going to give you money, and I don't know when I'm going to get anything.
Yeah.
I mean, eventually.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Now you know how everybody who lives in Canada feels getting anything from FunPub.
Yeah. Well, I think
because half the time they don't even get their magazines.
I knew I was selling most of that set anyway, so I didn't really care.
I don't mean anything bad by it, but it's like, it's hard to say anything when you don't know when they're actually going. From the start, they didn't say it's like, well, you might. It's like, it's supposed to be 2013, and we're already halfway through that. So.
Yeah, I mean, I've already pre-sold two of the figures from the set, you know. So.
What you have to think too is, you know, they announced this at BotCon last year, and obviously they were counting on the Mayan Apocalypse coming along before they'd ever have to deliver these.
Totally. Get all that money before December and then roll around in the cash and then wait for the end of the world. And then when that didn't happen, they were like, oh, I guess we should order some toys then.
Once again, you can shit in everyone's mouth and still get paid for it because we're all horrible f***ing addicts.
Yep, pretty much, man.
That was actually kind of awesome, Paladin.
It was great. Yeah, because Brian was like, I'm going to buy it. I think I'm ordering that Goku figure art. I'm like, don't do it.
Kill me?
Yeah.
Was going to order a figure art?
He's ordering a figure art. He's ordering the
Well, in fairness.
Someone wanted advice on Iron Man last time. We directed him to the figure arts.
In fairness, are you talking about like the Super Saiyan Goku?
I have no idea.
Well, I've heard that it's not really that great. So, hey, maybe.
Yeah.
Of course not. It's Goku.
But I did show him the Iron Man stuff, and he thought that looked pretty good, so.
Like the later DBZ figure arts, like Cell or whatever.
Super Saiyan Goku, his shirt is definitely no pink shirt Vegeta.
Truth.
Yeah, we need a figure arts pink shirt Vegeta, and then we need, like, Reaper labels or somebody to make a set of DBZ abridged labels for the back of it.
God. Awesome.
Amazing.
Refresh my memory. What would it say?
What?
Well, let's see. What was one of them? Dumb Cumpster?
Dumb Cumpster?
Think about it.
Yeah, I know. I get it. It's just like, that's awesome.
I love Dragon Ball Z Abridged.
I need to watch more. I saw a little bit.
But then who doesn't?
The last episode came a lot faster than I was expecting.
I mean, seriously, who watches Dragon Ball Z Abridged and doesn't like it?
True.
Dawn?
What?
It wouldn't surprise me.
Oh, okay. I was about to say.
That'd be the exception to the rule that proves the rule. I kind of hate that I like that wizard figure art so much.
You should.
It makes me sad that the show sucks, is what it really does.
Well,
how much longer before
we
hear rumors about next year?
Oh, you can hear rumors now, but before you hear legitimate rumors?
Okay, how much longer before we hear accurate rumors about next year?
July.
It's a Patriot
maybe late June.
It's American Rider. It's all
we will hear.
It's
we'll
powerful
probably,
Rider.
We'll hear probably reliable rumors toward the middle or end of June, and we'll actually get the magazine information on it in July.
Right. So we're pretty close then.
Yeah,
not too far off. Garo wanna carry us through until the next Rider series starts, at least.
Yeah, if it's 25. Man.
Yeah.
If not, I can make everybody watch Ultraman.
Because, man, that... Oh, yeah.
Good luck with that, Ken.
Six episodes of it that we're getting in the summer?
Yeah.
Catching up on Wizard was a little rough.
Because they're going to be airing 6 episodes of it in the summer
in the
Retchigan slot.
Yep, pretty much. And then the rest of them are going to be in the fall.
Still airing in Retchigan slot.
Mm. It's okay. If we had to convert this to Retchigan.
Why are they sticking things in her slot?
Whoa.
Nice. If we have to convert this to an Ultraman podcast, we'll have to try to get Gobblers on more often.
Yeah. I see no flaw on that.
Because, Ken, I think you and him are the only ones who actually care about Ultraman.
Totally.
Sigh.
In fact, we'll just all leave.
Well, that's what I was thinking. We would change the direction of the show. Ken and Gobbles can do the Ultraman and Pretty Cure podcast.
God.
It'll be perfect. Because we won't be here for it.
They'll sit there and giggle about Pretty Cure. And... So, Ken, do you imagine yourself with, like, the power-up or, like,
Oh, God, no.
Like a Z-Kin power-up.
It's just another Henshin Hero show, just totally. As girls.
Absolutely. You keep telling yourself that.
Because it's true.
It's totally true. Everyone believes you.
Right.
So, time for Garo?
Garo!
Okay, who wants to do this week's episode?
Boobs! Oh, that was last week.
That was...
Ha ha ha!
No, it's kind of this week.
Not boobs? Like last week.
God, no. Last week was boobs everywhere.
They're clothed, but yeah, they're there.
Well, that's true almost every time, Paladin.
Yeah, there's always clothed boobs.
You don't usually get quite this much focus, though. Garo was just obsessed with tits.
Yes.
You're still new to it, so. Seeing boobs and all.
He's Paladin's new tits. Is this what you're trying to imply?
Yeah, yeah.
No, I think that's what he's... I think that's what he's stating outright.
I love when, like, the dude that's not getting laid, like tries to poke fun at another dude that's not getting laid. You're like, oh, you haven't seen tits. Like, you haven't seen tits. Shut up. I saw tits this morning. You guys?
No. JD doesn't
Your
count if you're looking in the mirror.
Doesn't count.
No.
High five, Paladin.
That's only JD volunteering to do the summary.
All right. I don't even remember what happened. So boobs was last week, right? This is the steak episode, yes? The steakhouse?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Is that where we're at? Okay, I just want to make sure because I haven't been here.
Man, I want a steak.
Oh, I do.
No kidding.
Yeah. I'm like, where is the steakhouse? Can we please? I don't know. Where is
this
the start?
This episode is very interestingly directed.
Where does this episode start out?
With Ryuga running.
Last one. Probably because it's a two-parter.
Yeah, Ryuga running from SG-1.
Oh. Yeah, that doesn't help.
Okay, I'll do it then.
Thank you. So I'm like...
Just because I don't want a beer.
All I can remember is the steakhouse scene.
Wow. Those were some nice-looking steaks, too.
They were, too.
It's a little bit overcooked for my taste.
Okay, well, yeah, it could be, you know, a little more to the medium side. But regardless, so we start off with Ryuga running from SG-1.
As he does.
And then...
Yeah, again. Well, see,
well, this is Garo smart, Beast so. Machines.
What's that?
This is Garo Beast Machines.
Now there goes my motivation for watching.
No, Paladin, just remember, breasts.
Yes. This is,
and your
this
motivation has suddenly returned.
Japanese Beast Machines with boobs. Boobs.
Sure. Anyway, he nearly breaks the dude's wrist getting away. And he's like, sorry. Back at the headquarters for SG-1, the captain, Inho, that's her name.
I didn't say it wasn't.
Is talking to said guy who nearly got his wrist broken.
Apparently in their co-ed locker room.
Yeah, but he like kind of really sort of creepily comes on to her.
Does he?
It's just like he's standing like right.
Not in that way.
I was told that it's Japan, and they're just really friendly.
Yeah.
That's what my American friend that lives in Japan that tells me how awesome Japan is told me.
Okay. But she just blows him off, and not in a good way.
Poor choice of words.
Best choice of words.
Or correct choice of words.
She sucks him off. I mean, she blows him off. I mean, she damn. She says no.
Well, did we lose Ken again?
Nope.
Sorry. Okay, anyway.
You had to have a moment.
No, I got, had something distract me. Okay, oops. So. Not yet. Not yet, but as she's,
if walk, only.
As she's walking through town, apparently boobs were distracting some other assholes. As at a bar, Leanne is getting accosted quite heavily.
Rapey?
Yeah.
It's a little rapey.
Just a little bit.
I guess she didn't have her magic gun on her this week.
By three thugs. Being that are holding her down against the table.
I think I saw that movie.
I'm anyway, sure you have.
Enno comes in and starts beating the shit out of one of them, while Leanne beats the shit out of the other two. Which is really kind of f-ing awesome.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Especially for Garo, considering that if going, like, the first season, women basically show up to die horribly. Or be Kaoru and...
And spend, like, three quarters of the season dying horribly.
Yeah, pretty much. That improved in Makai Senki, so, you know, props to them.
Where she was mostly just not there except for token appearances.
Yeah, but in Makai Senki, you also had Rekka and Jabi, so...
Oh, I thought you were talking specifically about Kaoru's...
No, just Garo's treatment of females in general. It's gotten
much better. Fine. That's fine.
It's gotten much better.
Yes.
So they beat the shit out of them. Everybody cheers. And Leanne offers her a drink.
And then they get kind of rapey.
I think I've seen that movie.
Oh, really? Link?
That was fun.
I'm sorry.
We anyway, are in a weird place this week.
We are, man. We're like everywhere.
I blame JD.
It's yeah. My fault.
Well, this wasn't happening last time.
Elsewhere, a dude is throwing away some luggage, and he gets the mysterious voice asking, "Who's there? Who's there?" He picks up an old radio, and oh my god! Speaking of rapey, a whore kind of. Yeah.
Yeah.
So this week it's a trash whore.
Well, actually, it is an old school horror. Not one of the magic ones they've been dealing with so far.
Hmm.
Unlocked by a person's greed or whatever, malice, horrible things.
So see, some stuff does work normal in this series.
Yes, it possesses him and he turns into Asian Demon Scott McNeil. Oh, f-
so he turns into Scott McNeil.
Yes.
Yes.
So,
So Asian Scott McNeil then.
Anyway, back at SG-1, after Ryuga and Takeru have no luck finding this horror, just finding out it came from a gate, they're having a briefing on a member of the Kaneshiro family that is exiled from it, Tose Kaneshiro, who owns a steakhouse. So they need to check him out because he's apparently been doing things that the Kaneshiro group does not like.
Like, probably existing.
Probably, because, yeah, these people are slightly suspicious.
Slightly.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Leanne has been trying to track the horror, but no luck because it goes all over the f***ing place. Really, really quickly. She's tracked it down to, coincidentally, a steakhouse.
It's nice when that works out. It's almost like someone wrote it.
Mirai sends Ryuga and Takeru off to check it out while Enho is there also, and she goes in, leaving her guys outside to watch the door. Ryuga's like, okay, how are we going to get in here? Okay, Takeru, throw him in front of a car.
He's like, I know.
He was just trying to give him back his fanfic powers.
You know, luckily Takeru is, you know, f***ing awesome Makai Knight, so he just flips up on top of the car, but still, it's pretty funny. That his plan is just throwing this guy in front of a moving vehicle. As a distraction. Inside the steakhouse, they're trying to get Asian Demon Scott McNeil to leave because they need to shut the place down early because they need to take Kaneshiro off. He's not having any of that as he rips out the soul from the other participant and shoves the fork in the guy's eye and eats his soul.
Delicious. Whoop.
Leaving a very bloody steak, but that is not cow blood.
Right. It's okay, so, it's just steak sauce.
Yeah. Ryuga comes in to fight the guy off, but he escapes through a radio, which is a new trick.
That must be how he's moving around so fast.
What's that?
That must be how he's moving around so fast.
Yeah. Back at the... now, of course, he had... In the midst of all this, Ryuga tells Inho, you know, get out of there, and ends up slapping her, which is not good. But he does. And that really seems to get to her and under her skin. As the next day, she goes to see Tosei at his shop, and we have a very, very, very weird couple of scenes between the two of them. Very unsettlingly shot.
It's a little weird.
It's a little bit. I'm starting to remember that, oh yeah, Gaara started off as kind of a horror series, hence the name of the monsters.
Yeah.
And then she has a nightmare where Tosei is in her bed, screaming. It's almost as bad as...
Not like, in a good way.
No, it's kind of having shades of the Godfather there. With horses.
Except it's blue.
Yeah. And she's told by a mysterious man with black gloves to eat him. This Tosei's soul is ripped out, and she is made to eat him. Then she wakes up in a cold sweat. Oh, but it was just a dream, right? It's just a dream, except for the blue ectoplasm trickling down her mouth and some guy's hair on her candle.
I'm not even sure how that happens.
Yeah. I actually don't know what the f*** is happening, which is why I'm going to go grab that episode where I just put up when this is over. Because
she's a horror and doesn't even know it, apparently.
Maybe? Because we don't know how magic horrors are made. We just know they come into existence.
Yep.
So that is... And she does work for the people who seem to be behind all this. So... Question. And meanwhile, Ryuga tells Leon he's going to go talk to the captain that saw the horror, because now maybe he can get her to bug the f*** off and leave him alone. Of course, she
They can only chase him down for so long.
Yeah. Of course, she does not realize it's her girlfriend. I mean...
Right.
Right.
They're just really good friends. That's how it is in Japan.
Really, really good friends.
Mm. Yep. That's what my...
So Ryuga waltzes into the SG-1 headquarters with a uniform he seems to have taken from some random, now naked SG-1 officer.
Tied up dude in a closet.
And then he just, of course, it's fun that in the middle of the at the base, he just throws off his disguise to reveal his leather jacket and all that underneath.
Like Kaku Ranger style. Just
Well, see, my kind knights are kind of like ninja.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Sort of.
Right.
Not, but no. But he tells her, you know, I only kill monsters, not humans, while pointing a sword at her. Not a euphemism.
Are we sure?
Well,
kind of a long trench coat.
But, you know, to get back at him for slapping her, she warns the entire base that he's here. It's like, you asshole.
She's not very nice. You know?
Well, I don't think I would be either, considering that all she knows is that he murdered a bride. He murdered the bride. He's kind of a dick.
Yeah, but he just told her he doesn't kill people. Like,
oh, he told her. That makes it all better.
Why wouldn't she believe him? He has a phallus.
I do like how he, like, dismantled her gun just by grabbing it.
Yeah.
Because Makai Knights are that awesome.
Yeah. Just because
guns totally work that way.
Totally!
Yeah, and that would have been great, except for, like, the bullet in the chamber.
He pulled the chamber off. That's the thing.
Well, he dropped the clip first, and then he pulled the chamber off. So
he kind of did both at once. He reached his hand under the gun and released the clip, and then in the same motion, he pulled the chamber off.
He's just really, really fast.
Okay.
So in the midst of getting chased, he grabs an SG-1 officer to hold him hostage and his gun, but he drops the clip from it and slides the gun across the floor, proving that, no, he's not going to kill any humans. He ends up jumping off the side of the building, and she tells him to go. She tells everybody to go around back. When it turns out that he's just hanging off the side of it
by the electrical connections.
That seems like such a good idea, doesn't it?
I do that all the time. It's okay. As long as you don't touch the ground, it won't kill you or something.
So, yeah, she seems to believe him, so he parkours off into distance. And we're left with just the end credits then. So, and what the f*** is going on with her?
I guess we'll find out this week.
Yeah.
So is she going to die or do they end up f***ing? How does this series end?
I think both.
Possibly both.
I think
more
they
likely
I can't
die.
Rule that out.
I think they f*** and then she tries to eat his soul and then he kills her.
Sounds about
so she's like a praying mantis whore?
Hmm? Yeah. No telling what happens, but it's second part of the two-parter next week. And more evil demon Scott McNeil.
Yay.
Although there was a weird scene in the preview where it seems like his soul is getting sucked out. So who even the f*** knows what's happening? I don't.
It's certainly a different series from the previous Garo.
It is, and I like that.
Yes, I'm very pleased.
Like this entire episode, there's not a single Mekhi Knight fight.
And there is a weird bit of direction in the second half of it.
Yeah, that was interesting. But
Lots of first-person view shots, which seemed weird.
Like in the base, like when Takara came up and slapped.
Right, and
the
it's not all the same. It's not all the same point of view. It's like it's sliding between people's perspectives.
Yeah, and like focuses on different. Like it didn't just focus on breasts. There were several shots that did that, but there was also focus on mouths or other body parts and whatnot.
The point is, though, it was just really odd directing choices.
Yeah, I think it was meant to be purposefully unnerving, and it succeeded at that. Because I'm kind of glad I did not watch this episode before sleeping or something. Just like that one part where the guy's looking at the radio. It's like, oh, the horror's going to come out of the radio. Oh, God, it came out from the trash.
Wow.
But yes, I like how this something darkness here is shaping up.
The Enda,
yes. Garo the Enda.
Nice.
Other people call it Garo Darkness or Garo Yami. That's too easy.
Yep.
Yeah.
The Enda? Totally. I love that. I've been calling it that actually since it was said. Did Mickey say that? I think it was Mickey.
Sometimes I keep forgetting which exact words it is, so.
The light in the darkness, isn't it?
The one who shines.
The one who shines in the darkness.
Yeah. Yeah, mine was close enough.
I think TV Nihon has like a really cumbersome way of translating that too, so.
Really?
Oh, big
I never
surprise.
Would guess.
Should be no surprise.
The Ishimashi in the Meku Tekataro. Like, could you give us some words? And then like subtitled Mecha Tekataro means darkness.
But would the super title that's explaining the stuff in the subtitle also have a translator's note in it?
Yes.
Of course.
Yes.
I need to find that one screen cap where they actually did put a translator's note in the translator's note.
God.
Oh my god.
What series was that on?
One of their earlier ones.
So oh Deca, boy. Maybe, Magi, Blade.
He's looking.
Oh, I can hear the Furies typing. So, a Keeper Ranger?
Well, if we're gonna hear Fort Max doing something furiously, I'd prefer it to be typing.
Yes. Please.
Fat 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 fat. Fat 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 fat.
Okay, so Paladin, you want to do a Kiba Ranger?
I think we know better than that.
That's what makes it fun to ask. We could let Fort Max do it.
JD?
I guess it's going to be me, isn't it? But then somebody's got to do... Well, yeah.
Mask
okay.
Man? I think XB has that one covered.
Yeah. So, Kiba Ranger then?
I suppose so. Kiba
Ranger 2. Do you know where it starts?
I think I do. Didn't it start in the shop when they're QQing about the girl leaving?
Well, the flashback to it, I guess.
Yeah, and then
she's filming a video to put on Nico Nico Tube.
God, and it's so awful. She's like, dancing. God, I'm gonna have to pull a can here and actually pull up the episode. That's kind of sad. I'm gonna do
well with the Kiba, Ranger. It's not bad to need reference.
Yeah, cause oh man, so sorry here, folks. XD is gonna not edit all this out and make me sound like a moron. So I'll just say that he's gonna edit it out
and sound more like a moron.
Yeah, and then I will sound a whole lot like a moron. Anyway.
What I'm going to do is edit in a bunch of awkward silence.
Oh, edit in awkward silence. Awesome.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so Blue here is trying to do this dance thing, and it's so terrible. Like, it's incredibly bad.
It is beautifully bad.
It is, like there is no commitment to it at all. You know, and it's funny to me because, like, my wife is, like, a dancer and does music.
Did you make her watch that?
No, but I should. Oh. Because it's perfect. It's all the things she hates. Like, no commitment, no kind of, energy at all. It's awful.
And the wonderful thing is, it's intentional, so.
Yeah. That's funny. So, anyway, our leader chick shows up. Yeah, and she tries to convince... And anyway, interrupts the whole scene, and I don't know. She's trying to convince her to come back or something. I don't know.
Well, they do need a Blue.
Yeah, because they need a Blue. And she gets a call from her
manager. Yes.
Yeah. I don't even remember what he says. Like, she gets the show or something. Anyway, it's not important.
They don't really cover it in this episode.
I was gonna say I don't think
the manager is just calling to tell her to stop, recording shit like that. It's embarrassing.
Probably.
So
look, you're horrible and you suck at this. Stop it. Yep. Stop it.
So anyway, meanwhile, stop it. Back at the...
Wait, are you talking to JD?
So anyway...
God.
Well, he kept interrupting you, so I was like, dude, that's kind of cold.
It's just that kind of episode, Ken.
Yeah, this is really an odd episode.
You think you can interrupt me? Shit.
I know.
Stop. Stop it.
Anyway, so... back at the club,
secret base.
Secret base. That's not anyway.
Well, secret base is the name of the cafe.
We learned that Yellow has gotten married, and this is very strange. And apparently,
Akagi is very upset.
Yeah, he is really upset.
He's disappointed he wasn't invited either.
He feels
left out.
Her in-laws are pretty strict, and so she can't...
In-laws, the bitch mother-in-law, specifically.
Yeah, the bitch mother-in-law is like, she's worried about doing her whole otaku thing, so she kind of hides it. That's why, the first episode that she came in and had to change when she got there.
Uh-huh.
Explains that, so...
Yeah, and what she kept trying to say in the roll call, but Akagi is the one who keeps interrupting her.
Right, yeah.
Which is nothing new, but, she actually had something to say this time.
Yeah.
So we get this week's monster teleported in.
Who is a Sun Vulcan monster.
Sun Vulcan monster.
Monger.
Cell phone monger.
Cell phone monger.
Smartphone.
Smartphone
monger.
Something that really could not have existed in Sun Vulcan.
Meanwhile, the series anime Aoten?
Oiten.
Oiten?
Aoiten?
Aoiten?
I'm going to say it right. I can't even say your damn name.
I like how I say it, and then you correct me, and then you're not sure.
Well, I was like, no, that's not right. It's not right.
Awesome. Did I say that wrong? Yes, and I don't know how to say it either. Okay.
At least you know.
I hate the people so much right now.
You're welcome. God, we need Mickey back.
Well, then it would just be Mickey expressing his hatred for you, too.
Yeah, but you can hide it better when he's talking also.
Anyway, so this minister of cell phones, changes everybody's pictures, and it's all, gory and violent and crazy for the anime. And
ruining Aoi-ten's image.
Yeah, and so we get the fight, and we...
That's actually a pretty good fight. They actually kick some ass for a while. And of course, it's styled after Sun Vulcan, so.
Yeah.
Right.
And then up until the point they realize, oh, wait, we don't have a third person for this song.
Yeah.
Then they get their asses kicked.
Yeah. Yeah, then the massive beating.
We're not filling the trope. We're f***ed.
Yeah.
That's perfect, actually.
So then the villain chick shows up. And she has her own gun.
Well, not just that, but the way she shows up.
Out of the box, is that what that was?
Yes.
Yeah. And in the warehouse, out of the box. Yeah.
Then Akagi has to open his big mouth.
Yeah. So she does her, what did she call it here? Dark delusion.
Dark delusion. After Akagi does a me and won't.
Well, shut up.
Yeah.
They're like, are you going to use it to transform? He's like, oh, okay, sure.
Yeah. Oh,
God. And thinks about a transformation phrase for a sec. Okay.
And I love that in her transformation, strips her naked.
Yeah.
And then...
and she's providing her own sound effects.
Yeah. And then she transforms. I think my second favorite thing about that, though, is that you can totally tell they switch between the actor and a suit actor because
it's like she says, let's see how well I can fight this. And like, well, yeah, because now it's a stunt actor.
Yeah. Oh, because instead of having flesh under the fishnets, it's like a suit. Because you can tell where it crinkles and stuff.
Yeah.
There's like no attempt to fight it whatsoever.
Yep.
That also may have been on purpose.
It was probably on purpose.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's probably on purpose. So, anyway.
You know, we're probably gonna get like a wrong shot in a future episode where you can see that it's a dude.
Except that it actually isn't.
And so the cell phone hunger is awesome.
Instead, her suit actress is space goo suit actress.
Oh, so the one who does the creepy moves.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. But this monster does have the best powers, as I think you were about to get to.
Yeah, he can like force you to see spoilers.
Or the complaining about the spoilers, like
complaining about the spoilers.
Like, oh, broke up with Satomi.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, yeah,
we're not going to read it. Mental download.
Yeah.
And of course, some people were joking about a very large similarity to those comments and complaints about the newest Evangelion movie.
Probably, you know, fanboys and everything.
Big deal. They do the same thing for Pacific Rim.
Yeah. Yeah. So then he kind of goes into despair, as you will, over...
and turned into a phantom?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Basically. Yeah. Over all the awful things. And then when they come back again, like, the real world has been altered. Like, the anime is so bad it failed, and so she doesn't have any money to run the shop because
Hagase is...
And there are hearings about it in the diet.
Yeah. It's so terrible.
So then comes this, like, crazy awesome sequence where they go back to Yellow's house, and she's going to draw a manga, I guess, or whatever.
She's going to be drawing yaoi to get her own delusion powers back up.
Right. And so Red goes with her, and it's like trying to pull off this posh thing, which is hilarious.
The way he changes his voice and mannerisms all of a sudden is fantastic.
Yeah. So. So there's that, and I don't know.
The best part of that is when he has to go help her mother-in-law with the. Of course, it should be noted that her mother figure is again played by a famous singer, of course.
Right. Yeah.
As opposed to her real mother, who is dead. But the best part is
Akagi has to go help with the computer.
The computer,
and he. And he asks, there's not anything on there we shouldn't see, right? And Yellow's all like, oh no, it's all in this hidden folder. And then as soon as he pulls up the search engine history.
Yell everywhere.
Yeah.
And he's like, don't you know you're supposed to use incognito mode when you do that?
God.
Learn a lesson, kids.
And of course also the one where he's having to pose for her.
Yeah, I sent a post for it, and this is like the kinkiest thing in this episode. I was like, wow, we really went there. And especially because he's like, because he's sitting there, he's roped up, he's suspended upside down in a full rope harness, and he's talking about how tight it is, and like his junk is tight.
And also, she says she has to ink like 64 pages, and she's like, who the hell do you think you are, Ishinomori?
God. But meanwhile, mom brings tea, and
he's doing reverse, like, upside down
inverted
sit-ups.
And then there's this whole, like, feverish scene of her drawing, which is totally wacky. Anyway, coming to find out that she actually drew it as, like, a comic thing to get his powers back, which totally amped him up and worked. Meanwhile, let's see, was this...
Smartphone monger is on the news.
Yeah, smartphone monger is on the news. So, and then Blue shows up.
Yeah, they transform, and then Blue randomly shows up. We don't know quite why, how Hakusei convinced her, but I imagine that'll be.
I imagine it has something to do with her voice acting work.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, could be. So.
Voice acting work that, of course, no one else knows about yet because that got retconned.
Yeah.
Yeah. This show is so complicated.
Oh, I love it. It's perfect. So. Anyway, so this is like it gets into like the anime here, the or the comic scene.
It goes through the manga voiced completely, and then it turns into anime.
Yeah, and so Red gets his like power up blade here, which turns into, and that's where he gets the
Super Akiba Red.
It's his power up. It's so
Super Illusion!
But what's great is that, and they even mention it, like, he spends the whole time trying to protect her.
Yes.
Like, isn't power-up armor supposed to make you more badass? Instead, it's just making him, like, try to avoid taking damage.
But then he's like, no, his power has been increased 4 times. She's like, does it really work like that? He's like, yes! I will admit, though, his finisher is actually kind of badass.
I know. I love it. It's like, she's like, I don't get the logic of that. He's like, it's not logic. It's like, oh, that's so true.
Remember, consistent power levels have no place in Sentai.
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, the finisher is pretty badass, but I do love how the enemy chick just, like, bitches out. She's like, oh, whatever.
Well, she ran out she's of ammo, apparently, so she's like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's like, oh, well, whatever, and just walks off. So yeah, the finisher is totally badass, you know. Power up is completely awesome. Yeah. So they come back and then they've won.
And then they find out that the mother-in-law's been watching the entire thing.
Yeah. And not only that, but like she had been like the precursor to Otaku and the anime maniacs, and that she had been a singer and stuff as well. So you get to have this whole singing scene.
So, yeah, point of reference, this anime she's talking about was actually a tokusatsu that it was based off something called Ninja Captor in the 70s.
Wow.
Yeah. The original song and the opening is in the link I just provided. Yep. Now that is... Talk about obscure references now.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like season 2 is nerdy even for Akiba Ranger.
Wow. So yeah, there you go. Epic.
Just imagine what it's going to be like when we get to season 3.
Oh, it's shit.
Oh my god. This show is amazing and should never end, though.
Yeah, and then next week is G-Ranger, or Powerful Rangers. And that's all we can say so far.
God. Yeah.
Prepare to be amazed is all I will say.
Probably not until Wednesday or Thursday.
Yes.
Yeah.
It will be a fun conversation.
I'm sure.
This show looks awful. That dude is way fat. I need to cosplay that. yeah.
But yeah, so that's explaining Akagi's line of that people wish it was a tokusatsu.
Yeah.
But in their world, it was just an anime.
God. Well, that might have Oh, God. So bad. Oh, man. Huh.
You okay, well, Jade?
No, I just love the chubby dude in the suit that's like, like his face doesn't even fit in the mask. It's like you can see fat peering out from under the mask.
Yep.
You know, before he lifts it up. It's like, oh, that's unfortunate. Wow. You got all the elements covered, you know. Gears and...
Gears.
Gears elements.
Gears is an element, don't you know?
It is. It's just like the Transformers. How did it go, XV? They're formed from naturally occurring cogs and gears?
Levers and pulleys, I think.
Evolved from... Yeah. Totally. Very natural. XV's not helping me at all this week. Apparently he hates me.
When has he ever helped?
This is true.
If he helps?
I don't really know what I did. I was, you know, just trying to be funny.
Came on the show.
That's probably it.
We all came on the show. That's what we did.
Yeah.
That was our mistake. Did the cow die?
I'm starting to suspect.
Maybe he just left again.
Just walked out on us.
Well, who can blame him?
So if he's gone, who takes over the show?
Nobody. He's recording it.
Well,
Ted's Cafe, Escondido. We make it the way it should be. When you're in the mood for you, Mexican food, Ted's Cafe, Escondido.
It's time for Power Playback. Look for Power Playback every Friday on Twitter at superhero_time.
So this week on Power Playback, what the f***, Fort Max?
God.
I did not.
Oh, that's our show. Ask Man episode, I picked the one with Machigo Soga in it.
Well, that is a thing.
Why do we let Fort Max pick things?
Because nobody else puts in effort.
I don't know.
Well, I'll give you that.
Well, it's not like anybody expects effort at this point.
I'll give you that, too.
Yeah. The expectation of effort had evaporated by the time you joined the show, Ken.
I noticed. And it's just been downhill from there.
Wow.
Well, you can tell when I first started, he did introductions at the beginning of the show. Now, we don't even know when the show is going to start.
Nope.
I gotta keep it entertaining somehow.
I like it that way, though.
I think he even gave us, like, warning and whatnot, too.
No.
That'd be too close to a countdown.
Yeah. That would prepare you. What fun is that for him?
Yeah, you know, if I do, like, one of Gigabeetle's backwards countdowns, it's just not the same.
Oh, yeah, he's so one of that, too.
That went so badly for him last week.
So I did hear some of the intro.
But
that
so
was
great for the rest of us.
Well, yeah. He tried to do a countdown, but he went in the wrong direction. Poor Gigabeetle. He's Swedish, you know.
Mm.
I think they count different over there.
Yeah, that's it.
Their numbering system starts with Bork.
I might as well laugh. I'll get blamed for this anyway.
Yeah. Oh, that reminds me. JD, we need a Gigabeetle challenge for this week.
Oh, okay.
Don't put him on the spot or anything.
Yeah, really. Thanks. Speaking of non-preparedness.
Well, if Ken would have mentioned, you know, him getting blamed earlier in the show, we could have got started on this a while ago.
All right, let me go to Pinterest.
So, Ken, you were spared watching this Masked Man episode, I understand.
By my internet connection and being unable to download. Although, you know, like, I started the download this morning. Before the show, I stopped it at 22%.
Okay.
I'm not sure if that's the download or the torrent.
Hmm.
What the hell? I go to Pinterest and food and drink, and it's all animals. What?
I've got animals in Sweden. Make him hunt something.
Pinterest is broken.
Well, Pinterest.
Okay, well, try 4chan then.
4chan.
Does 4chan have a food board?
CK, I think.
They do they?
Cooking.
Cool.
And we never saw XV again.
All right. Food and cooking, it sure is.
Wow.
All right. Let's see what we can find here.
For the audience's reference, this conversation is a lot more interesting than the Masked Man episode would be.
Totally.
So, with my assessment of...
Now, JD, I advise not going to D.
Go to D.
What's D?
Oh, God. He doesn't know?
Well, okay, I'm sorry. Which one is D?
That would be the letter D.
Oh, that's the hint. Okay, yeah, totally. Oh, no, this
doesn't... Well, no. There is...
This doesn't even phase me.
Yeah, that's not just the hentai board, because that's a separate board. D is special.
This doesn't even phase me. Hey, there's a chick eating.
Like Masked Man level special.
Chick, yeah. No, this doesn't even bother me. All right, let's see if I can find some food stuff here. Eat a girl. There you go. Not in a good way. Swallow. Not her whole. I mean, eat her entire. Okay, never mind. Okay. Oh, I lost. Entertainment, kids. Entertainment. None of these
still better than Masked Man.
None of this food looks awful. Damn it.
Well, you're still only on the first page, right?
I guess so. There's like hard-boiled eggs. Let's see. Is that tofu?
Well, we already did a tofu thing with him.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. We already did a tofu thing, so.
Just suggest the donut burger and be done with it.
Donut burger?
Oh, the donut burger! Yes! That's it. Okay, you have to make a heart attack burger. Let's see. Oh, yes. Thank you, Paladin. Paladin wins.
Okay, so this week's Game Beetle Challenge. Take it, JD.
Alright. So... this is a donut burger. This is brought to us by Paula Dean. So what you got to do...
Oh, dear.
You got to make a hamburger. And you... Let's see.
Horse meat is optional in this case.
Horse meat is optional. Horse meat's
poison. But we recommend it.
What does horse taste like, anyway?
Probably like beef, I would imagine. Dean donut burger. Let's see if I can get the actual.
Does this involve mayonnaise?
It might. Okay, the ladies' brunch burger. Here we go.
Well, I guess if it's a hamburger, it could involve mayonnaise either way.
Okay, you will need ground beef, parsley leaves. Anyway, you'll find all this good stuff here. I'll get you a link. Anyway, so yeah, what you do, basically, you're going to make a hamburger, you're going to make a fried egg, you're going to make some bacon, and you're going to get some donuts. And then you're going to put the burger and the egg and the bacon, and you're going to stack that on top of one donut, and then you're going to put another donut on top of that, and that's going to be your burger.
Sounds legit to me.
So there you go.
I'd eat it.
Yes.
Of course, I want to get the chocolate with the white cream-filled donuts and use those as the buns.
Oh, that does sound. Here's the link. This is even legit. This is on Food Network, y'all.
Or, you know, if you took the hamburger out and you just did the egg and the bacon, you could get the maple glazed donuts.
Legit, from the network that brings you Guy Fieri.
Yeah, totally. 24/7.
Every time you turn in, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Legit, from the network that brings you Bobby Flay, professional food troll.
You thought you were going to be on a TV show. Instead, I'm going to beat your ass! Just imagine if they did that as like a professional wrestling thing. Like, you think you're going to be on your own kind of professional wrestling special, and instead, like, the Undertaker comes in and beats your ass. you thought you were going to be on a show. Whack, whack. breaks chairs over you and stuff.
And not even the fake chairs they use on TV. They would, you know, use your real chairs from your home.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I'd probably watch that.
Someone make that show.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I always liked the idea I came up with a while back, which was to, it would be on TLC, of course, and you'll understand why when I finish explaining it. It would be a dwarf psychic that traveled around the country.
I already understand why.
And yeah. The show would be called Small Medium at Large.
Let me guess, they'd be sponsored by Travelocity.
Sure.
Never roam alone.
When TLC used to show like surgeries and stuff.
It was until
like educational shows.
It was. Yeah. That's what it was. Co-owned by NASA and the Smithsonian. Then it got sold to a commercial. Then it got. Then it got privatized.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoops.
I remember I watched one time, like...
Hey, remember when Sci-Fi Channel showed science fiction?
Yeah, that was a thing, too.
No, that never happened.
Back in the day, they showed operations. They showed a reverse vasectomy and a reverse tubal ligation back-to-back.
Really?
That was amazing, because they show the reverse tubal ligation, and the woman's like, okay, yeah, I had a little bit of pain, and, you know, I had these stitches, and then... You know, but by the next week or so, I was up and around, and I was fine. And in her operation, they, like, cut an abdominal hole and go in and, like, you know, fix it or whatever and then put it all back. And then in the reverse vasectomy, they, like, slit the dude's sack open, pull his balls out. They're, like, flopping them all over the place and, like, cutting his tubes and reattaching them and then stuffing his balls back in his sack and sewing it up. And then, like, they show the after deal, and the dude is, like, barely sitting. And he's like, well, after a week or so, I could kind of walk. And, yeah, it's just like, oh, that looked awful. So I'm never going to have a reverse vasectomy. Oh, I get that thing done once, that's it. Done.
The world breathed a collective sigh of relief.
I am not reproducing, all right? But let there be no mistake about it. Like, I am not having children. It is not happening. I will abort them myself if need be. My father has done plenty.
Your father's done enough damage to the world already.
Yes. He has spread plenty of our family's DNA all over the world. You know, so... And apparently my brother is already at work because he, like, dated this chick for, like, a week and then got her pregnant. So, yeah. So he's got a kid. I technically have a half-niece. So.
So that was Mask Man.
It totally was. You know what? You know what, here's your recap for Mask Man. Vendora cries over her son not dying and then runs to her own death. And then he uses that to take an evil sword. And Masked Man, oddly, doesn't really fight much. And it was just really awful. I don't even... That's it.
So we're not doing Masked Man again, I take it.
Yes. Let's make that a rule right now.
No more Masked Man.
See, last week I was like, I didn't really like the movie. And you're like, y'all like, no, the movie was great. Fine. And I was like, no, really. Okay, whatever. We'll do Mask Man. And then we do Mask Man. And here we are.
So what's on our X list now? Kamen Rider Black, Mask Man.
I still say Black was a case of probably not the best show to go in blind in the middle of it. Story arc.
Yeah, that's what kidnap victims say. Like, this is not a good thing to go into blind, you know? I'm going to die. Yeah. No.
No, but if like I took a random episode of Kuga, we'd probably run into the same thing, but I think Kuga...
And we did that before, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it awful?
Because you just take a random episode of a highly serialized show.
God, yeah. I can't imagine doing Kuga. Even the second episode would be like...
What the f***?
Halfway through the first episode and f***ing lost, so
yeah.
I can't imagine like grabbing a random
episode. And I love Kuga, but no, we did not need to do Kuga.
it's also why we haven't done Agito yet.
Yeah, unless you just want to sit and like do a overview of the entire series in a segment. No.
God, if we were really bored and like if the next two.
Well, I mean, we did that for Makai Senki.
Yeah,
you know, not like if, we haven't done it before.
Some of you did that for Makai.
Two of us did it for Makai Senki. Because
the two of us who watched the series did it.
Yes, because everybody else was heathens and didn't watch it.
You know, I would say though, if like the next Rider and or the next Sentai really sucks, like once we run out of Garo or something, then
do an entire series coverage instead of just a random episode.
Yeah, it would be kind of cool to like actually do an old series and go through
Haku Ranger.
Well, see, now would be the good time to do that.
Well, like, but we need to do it with something that's serialized, though. Like we're saying, like,
yeah,
take a good serialized series, and do that week by week. Like that would be better.
And you can Agito. You can even condense it. And maybe do a couple episodes at a time occasionally.
Yeah, you can even do exactly if you don't want to like.
So long as we don't sit here and you know, go over every minute detail of every scene as we do sometimes.
Sometimes that's all we do. What the hell are you
talking about? I'm trying to be generous.
Yeah. That's all this show is.
Generosity has no place here.
He's right. I can't argue.
Yeah. You know.
I'm pretty happy that I came up with the food challenge, like you know, the paladin help. I mean that's pretty awesome. Thanks, paladin. That's totally winning, buddy.
I want to eat one of these things now.
Yeah.
Of course, I mean, there's no time when you don't want an excuse to eat bacon.
This is something about putting them on English muffins, but I've seen it either way. You just put it on the donut. But...
How is it a donut burger if you put it on English muffin?
Yeah, I think you really need to put it on the donuts. That's you can use English muffins or...
Honestly, I think the English
muffins... Who the f*** would want the English muffins?
I think
the English don't want that piece of shit.
I'm kind of leaning.
That's why they send them all over here.
I actually don't mind
even English, but okay.
I actually kind of like English muffins.
You know what Gigabeel's going to do when he replicates this, right?
Die of a heart attack?
No.
Besides,
he's going to end up with, you know, the bag of the little powdered sugar donuts from the store.
No, he's going to end it with F you, Ken, is what he's going to do.
Yeah.
That goes somehow without this, saying, Ken.
Somehow this will all be Ken's fault.
Oh, it already is somehow. I cannot even be on the show and it's still... Actually, I think that's happened before.
It has happened.
Yep, JD is the one who's ruined the show.
Yep. Oh, man. Yeah, no, it's saying you can use buns or English muffins or donuts, but I think for this challenge, you have to use donuts. So, preferably glazed donuts.
Plain sugar.
Krispy Kreme if you have them, but if you don't, then...
Why would he have Krispy Kreme in Sweden?
Dude, they have McDonald's overseas. I don't know.
McDonald's and Krispy Kreme are rather different things.
Why?
One of them actually has taste.
Krispy Kreme.
And the other is McDonald's.
I haven't had Krispy Kreme in a long time.
Yeah, I need to go get some. They brought
my only Krispy Kreme is in a bad part of town I really don't want to go to. I mean, my store gets some every few days, but still it's not quite the same.
Yeah, those are always like old and, you know.
Yeah, you need the fresh ones.
Yeah, I mean, they bring them in like 3 times a week, but still, it's not the same.
No.
You want them fresh off the rollers when they're hot.
Yes.
Mm.
Man, I want a donut now. And a hamburger. And bacon. And a milkshake.
I feel sorry for your stomach.
A milkshake would be great.
What is this, Fort Max? What have you?
I think my cholesterol is going up just listening to this.
What have you think of this?
Now Fort Max isn't talking to you.
Nope. Man.
But what else is new?
I don't know what I pissed him off about.
Masked Man.
Probably. That's probably it.
Yeah, I can't say I'm really, you know, inclined to watch more of Masked Man at this point.
God, no.
You're not encouraging me.
Yeah. What year was this again?
I'd like to see more Five Man, though.
Masked Man was 87, I think.
crap, I'm older than this.
We all are, except maybe Fort Max.
Yeah. I was born in 86, so yeah, older.
That is painful. I mean... damn. Who is, like, recording from outside? Like, what the hell? Oh,
I thought that was you.
No.
I don't hear anything.
Then it must be you.
Why? What do you hear?
Wind tunnel.
Yeah. That's why you were pissed off at me, wasn't it? You thought I was doing the wind thing.
What?
Exactly.
Well, I know what we're doing next week for Power Playback. episode 34 of Lightspeed Rescue.
What?
Which episode is that?
Why?
It's the 34th episode.
Okay, yeah. I understand that, but I'll look it up.
You were expecting an easy answer.
You think you'd know better by now.
I'm looking for a name. Is there a name?
My internet was going faster. Bitch, it's not.
It is Paladin.
Who the f*** is outside?
What?
Yeah, it's Paladin.
Paladin, stop breathing.
just quit.
Neptune's daughter.
Oh, God. I remember that one.
You know, actually, I have never seen either of the episodes.
With Chad's mermaid girlfriend?
Yep. I missed them when they first aired. I never went back and tried. I've never seen either of them. I don't even know what to expect now, and that makes me nervous.
So, be very afraid.
So say this one more time. What is it? So I remember.
Episode 34 of Lightspeed Rescue, Neptune's Daughter.
34 Lightspeed Rescue. Okay, got it.
Basically, it's one of, like, four episodes of Lightspeed Rescue where Chad is notable for being present.
Mm. You mean where Chad gets to speak?
Yeah. Well, no, there's not four episodes where he gets to speak. There's four episodes where his presence is notable. One of those is entirely for him getting to actually do martial arts on the show. Not for a speaking role.
Wow.
Because it's the thing I always mention about how they cast Lightspeed Rescue. They got this, you know, really accomplished martial artist to be a cast member. And then for almost the entire series, they would not let him do stunts. So it's like, why the f*** did you even bother?
Because Lightspeed Rescue.
And they don't ever give him any material, and he's not a great actor, so...
Because Savant?
None of them are actors.
Yeah, I'm sorry. He's probably, you know, a really nice guy, but he is not an actor by any stretch.
No. I mean, great Joel's
actor. You want the Lightspeed cast?
Great Joel's martial artist.
Does great.
Well, isn't... Well, Chet's the one who's, has the recurring role on CSI.
No, that's Blue from Lost Galaxy.
Lost Galaxy.
Oh. Lost Galaxy.
Thinking wrong series here.
But, I mean, Carter's actor does fine for what his character is. And, you know, Captain Mitchell does fine.
Yeah.
And for the most part, the Lightspeed actors, Chad aside, are not on the level of some other Saban shows. Or some other Power Rangers shows.
What?
To me or who? Or Alan?
Huh?
Okay.
You went all Donald there for a sec.
Did I? So without Mickey Cylon-ing.
I'm going to guess that killing connection.
That's probably my connection, yeah.
That's what she said?
Sure. Why the f*** not?
That's what she said.
That is what she said. That's how I got married.
Why the f*** not?
You wanna get married? Why the f*** not? Nothing's gonna happen otherwise. The end.
No, the show's still going.
No, that was the story of my life.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, then the end is appropriate.
Totally.
Yeah. Sad, JD.
pretty much.
So, what else is going on this week?
Figure Arts Sailor Moon goes up for pre-order on Wednesday, Japan's time.
So, wait for Amazon. Because Bluefin will be carrying it, so why? No need.
Is the Bluefin version coming with the first release bonuses?
I would imagine they would. I don't see why they wouldn't. I mean, Wizard came with the
coat. It was supposed to, but it didn't really. Because I was talking to Don. He ordered one from Amazon, and it didn't come with the extra coat parts.
Did he order it when it first came out, or did he wait?
Waited.
Yeah. Because
so that's probably that's not first release then. That's getting another wave.
I pre-ordered mine, and mine came with it. So
yeah, so he probably just didn't get the first release.
Yeah.
Or the what?
Wizard's cloak.
Oh.
Yeah, I got mine with the cloak, and it's awesome.
Too bad. Well, Wizard. As awesome as a Wizard figure.
The extra parts are just the extra faces.
What?
In Sailor Moon's case, the extra parts are just faces.
I thought Luna was a first release bonus, too.
I think Luna just comes with her.
No, she's normal, apparently.
Yeah.
Okay.
That makes more sense. But then again, Bandai.
So, there's not a Beast pre-order up yet on Amazon. That's what's really tripping me out. Aren't they getting it? Isn't Bluefin getting Beast, too?
You would think, but...
What they did.
Yeah, I thought they were, too.
Didn't we have this conversation a few weeks ago?
I mean, they just realized nobody likes Beast.
I like Beast.
I could have sworn we had this conversation already.
Keep telling yourself, oh yeah, besides the fact that he's, you know, a jobber. And
yeah, besides the fact that they made him awful in the show, that's not how my fan fiction works.
Oh, God. That's not how my justification of buying the driver works.
I know we're not talking about it anymore, but I do like the silver, or the gold, rather, in Kyroger is like the perfect combination of the two main trope styles of Six Ranger, where like in the suit and stuff and to the team he's like the badass, but then outside of that he's like a goof.
Especially around Amy.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh God, please don't tell me.
Okay,
if
so
you haven't
watched
it yet, it's worth it, because it's
I watched last week's episode, and what's with the unicycle?
Oh,
Koichi Sakamoto.
And she's like, she could actually do it. It's like, it almost gives you that feeling like she has some kind of background, like where that's her talent, and, you know, they just went with it.
And Takamoto decided to have her do it because it gave him another reason to focus on the legs.
Yeah, totally.
I don't like this show anymore.
Don't get me started, please.
Yeah, you're dicks, we know.
No, I just don't like...
Not you.
Oh, okay, cool.
I mean, I'm liking Kuroja better than I'm liking Wizard. I mean, it's at least watchable. Like I said, I love the whole idea of gold being both tropes in one is hilarious to me.
Yeah, and at least we know how he's going to die now.
Yeah.
I haven't completely given up on it yet, but...
You can't find a
justification. It's not just man. We must stress that much at least.
But what if I told you I hadn't seen Evil Dead 2 yet?
What?
That's probably too hip of a reference for the show. Sorry.
No, it's like a Fort Max reference. What the f***?
It's from High Fidelity.
Okay.
If you haven't seen that movie, you should. It's really good.
Aw.
Not you, Fort Max. You should not see the movie. It's way too cool for you. No? Okay.
No. Let's leave it at no.
Yes, always.
You've been listening to Superhero Time. Go to tokupodcast.com for show notes and to listen to previous episodes. Find us on iTunes or download our Android app at tfradio.net/android. Follow us on Twitter for show updates, weekly power playback, and more at superhero_time. Superhero Time is a Radio Free Cybertron production. Copyright 2013.
Probably because
of course not. You ruined the show.
Yeah, I ruined the show. I'm kind of an asshole.
I mean, look what you did to Fanboy Versus.
This is true. I keep trying to quit that show, and Brian tells me no. So, okay.
Seriously?
Yeah, I have tried a few times, and Brian tells me no. I'm like, okay.
But what?
What?
He can't just tell you no.
Or can he?
It's not like launching the missiles. You know, you don't both have to turn the key. This is more like setting the house on fire. You can do it by yourself.
Someone can do it on their own. Yeah. I don't know.
All you have to do is go to the stove and turn the gas on.
Yeah, I would probably just stick my head in an oven, though.
Well, whatever. No. I mean, that only requires one person, also.
This is true. Yep. I'm like, Brian, I'm just going to not do the show anymore. No. Okay. So I'll keep doing it then.
Man, JD.
Can't afford all these comics and stuff. We'll find some way. Okay. I'll keep buying them.
Yeah, it's easy for Brian to say that, you know, you'll find some way to do it when he doesn't actually do anything about it.
Right.
I thought we determined that he loves spending that he's very easy to get to spend his money on other people's stuff.
Yeah. I'm too passive to, like, actually ask him to do that thing.
But are you a dick enough to just try to get him to throw his money away?
Yeah, but on stuff that he's going to have. So I'll convince him to buy, like, a 3D printer that he'll never use. But, you know, getting him to spend money that would help me, you know, that seems, you know, that seems wrong somehow. Getting him to spend money for stuff for me that would be used for shows that are on his podcast network, somehow that seems wrong. Getting him to spend money on a 3D printer that he'll never use and will collect dust in his garage, that seems okay.
Is he actually buying a 3D printer?
Totally, yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
I'm so sorry I wasn't there for that conversation. That's amazing. Yeah. That's
Is
like what I
can using it to make Blitzwing downgrade kits?
Well, maybe. I mean, at least my understanding of as of a month or so ago is that they were getting it. So
I mean, that's almost like how I convinced him to buy a new card for the trip to BotCon.
That was pretty epic.
I mean, he tried to deny it later. It's like, no, I was already thinking about getting a new car anyway. But I totally convinced him to buy a car to go to BotCon with.
Brian's always thinking of getting everything. So this is nothing to be like, you know, oh, hey, Brian, you should buy a 3D printer. And he's like, yeah, I was thinking about buying it. Of course he was. He was thinking about buying everything. He's like, Brian, you should buy this swampland. Okay, yeah, I was just thinking about that the other day. Okay. Brian, I think you should buy my comics for me so that I can afford to host the show that you want me to do. Yeah, I can't do that.
See, what you need to do, JD, is just not even tell Brian you're going to stop doing the show. You just stop doing the show.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. But see, I kind of feel obligated in a way because I'm partly responsible for bringing the shows back. So it's kind of like I feel this unintentional sense of, like, duty to, you know.
Duty.
And we lost Ken again.
Sweet.
No, he's right there.
And he's back.
But I feel, thank you, Formax, for, as though they can, like, hello?
Further updates as events happen.
Can you hear me? Hello? Okay, it doesn't do that, but instead we have Fort Max like, oh, Ken's gone! Ken's gone! Guys! Ken dropped out. Thanks, Fort Max. You know, it's not like the listeners would have known that, but I'm glad you could tell them.
Ken, anyway. Can you hear us now?
Ken?
Ken? I can hear you. Whether or not that's a good thing, I don't know.
Ken? Can you hear us?
Neil?
Ken? Ken?
Okay, I get it.
If you can hear us, blink twice.
Ew.
Oh, how many fingers am I holding up?
Is Ken holding up in response?
One.
Just one.
Oh, goodness.
Superhero time! Next time, we'll see you
later! Let's see!
You can hear our show on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.